You are listening to Sports Day. It's all for Wilson Homes. They believe in great design, so you love being home. Really excited for our next guest. Curtis Taylor is his name. Now, if you're not a diehard North Melbourne fan, number 31 for the blue and white stripes. He played a couple of games last year. He was actually taken at pick 46 back in the 2018 draft. He was a bit of a surprise pick at the time. He's come on leaps and bounds this year. His second season, he's played all five games. He's kicked five goals, including, by the way, a Rising Star nomination in round five after his 13 disposals and two goals performance in the loss to the Western Bulldogs. He joins us from sunny Queensland. Curtis, welcome and congratulations.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Curtis, where do we find you at the moment? You know, obviously you would have heard that back here in Victoria, we've gone back into lockdown in Melbourne. It's been raining today. It's been cold. I imagine you're in a different set of circumstances.
Yeah, it's much different up here. It's actually 22 degrees today and nice and sunny. So not a bad result for us, I don't see, getting up here. But yeah, obviously we've got our 14-day quarantine to start with. But yeah, at the minute we're just getting some training done and really looking forward to the weekend games because we're still being able to play footy. So that's a good result.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well said, mate. Hey, Curtis, can you just, for our listeners, paint a picture of what it's like for you and what it will be like in these 14 days? How restricted are you in your movements in as far as staying in your room and then training and going back to the hotel? What's it been like?
Yeah, it's pretty restricted. It's almost mimicked what we're almost doing in Melbourne, but I think it's pretty much we're still sticking with our small groups for training. Well, no contact at all, actually. And then we're all getting a small group. We're getting a bus to the different grounds that the AFL have set up for us to do our training, and then the gym, obviously. And then once we're done that, we'll shower, we'll come back home, small group meetings, and then obviously having breakfast, lunch and dinner. We're able to do that together at the resort. But yeah, there's still a lot of structure up here at the minute. But yeah, it is a lot different because we are obviously sticking with the protocols and staying in within those. So, but yeah, it's not too bad. It's been good so far.
Where are you training? Whereabouts?
So today was just on the backgrounds at Metricon. I think there will also be training at Bond University, KDB Sports Centre, Southport. So there's heaps of different ovals that we're going to be getting to. Obviously, I think there's seven other teams up here with Victorian teams with us. So everyone's got their structure during the week. So there's going to be a lot of training sessions that are not going to need to happen. So there's a bit going on, but yeah.
You sound pretty upbeat, Curtis. Is that the feeling within North at the moment? I mean, you know, my co-host Jared Healy said all the way back in January that the team who wins the flag this year will be the team that best deals with the coronavirus. Is that kind of how you guys are approaching things? I mean, just taking it on the fly and doing what you need to do?
Yeah, 100%. We've obviously still got a job to do. We want to be winning as many games as we can, and we think what a better way we can get up here and really spend a lot of time together. And still strive to obviously get the result at the end of the year with the premiership, which is what we want. But obviously our footy of the last couple of weeks hasn't been what we wanted to do, but there's still a lot of belief within our group. We showed against the rest that we can play good footy, and St Kilda and round one. So yeah, there's still a lot of belief within our club, and we know our best is well and truly good enough. So yeah, that's a good sign for us that we still have that belief.
And congratulations again, Curtis, on the Rising Star nomination. What's been the biggest difference heading into this year of footy compared to last year? Where do you think your biggest improvements have come from?
Yeah, thanks, obviously, firstly. But I think probably the biggest thing for me is I put in a fair body of work over the pre-season with the coaches and just had a lot of attention to detail to my game, really. Just wanted to get a really strong fitness base that allows me to have an AFL standard work rate, but then also play to my attributes and my strengths and keep improving on those as well as improving on weaknesses as well. But yeah, those couple of things that I've focused on, yeah, just being able to have a strong fitness base, obviously put on a bit of size in the gym, still my second year and obviously still growing. But build a fitness base and then the fundamental stuff. I think we can't stress that enough here at North, just being able to do the basics well, and that's something that I've tried to take on board.
You talk about putting on weight. So you're listed going into this year at 187 centimetres, which for those out there trying to work it out, it's just under 6'2", so a good size, but only 78 kilos. Would you be that now? And what have the dietitians and the strength coaches been saying to you?
I'm about 81 now, so okay. I've put on a couple of kilos. But yeah, the dietitians and the strength guys are really good. We have really individual programs for guys like me who want to be able to put on weight. So it's just eating a more amount of the good food still, obviously, lots of your proteins, your carbs, but probably having 4 or 5 meals a day rather than maybe 3 or 4. So having a couple of extra meals, just protein shakes, but they really help us out. Obviously, we're in that professional industry, so we are blessed with the opportunity to have experts like that to be able to help us out.
Yeah, absolutely. And a really interesting game against the Bombers up at Metricon. They've been a little bit like North in that they've shown their best footy is really good against the best.
Yeah, so obviously we flew up with them to the Goldie yesterday. So, but no, we're really looking forward to it. We had a really good sesh today on the training track. We're really focusing in on Essendon this week and bringing our best. We want to get the win, and we know we can. So that's our focus at the minute.
Yeah, what's the plane ride, by the way? It was a bit awkward across the aisle, a few glares?
No, it's not too bad. It's pretty good. Most of the boys have put their headphones on for the Netflix. It's only a quick trip. It's only a 2-hour flight. So, yeah, there's no nasty glares or anything like that. So.
And Curtis, as I said, we've all gone back into lockdown and you guys have got 14 days of quarantine. So give us an idea and some tips if you can. What have you been downloading on Netflix, on Stan, on Amazon Prime? Have you taken the Xbox or the PlayStation up there? How are you passing the time in your room?
Yeah, so we've got the PlayStation up here, which we were lucky enough to bring up. So we've also just got on one of those new streaming services, Binge, so you can binge watch a lot of shows, different shows. But what I've been on Netflix, I've been watching the F1 documentary. That's something that I've started. So
yep.
I'm a bit into that. So I'll really finish that off in the next couple of days, I reckon. RPL finish that pretty quickly. But yeah, a lot of Netflix and a lot of PlayStation for a lot of the guys.
Hey, Curtis, it's great to hear your voice. We hope to have you on Sports Day a lot more as your career continues to flourish. Congratulations on the Rising Star nomination, and hopefully you kick a couple more against the Bombers.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me. Hopefully I do. Thanks, mate.
Curtis Taylor there, a great young footballer and a great young speaker as well. He's going to have a big career ahead of him, the Rising Star nomination for Round 5. This is Sports Day for Wilson Holmes. We'll be right back.